Hello, and welcome to today's episode, where we dive into the fascinating world of unearthing women's stories in historical records. I'm thrilled you're joining me on this journey, one that I've been eager to explore for quite some time. We're about to embark on an adventure to understand why women's voices have often been missing from traditional historical narratives and how we can bring these hidden stories to light. Let me start by sharing a bit of my own backstory. When I first started exploring historical narratives, I was struck by how often women's voices were mere whispers in the background. They were there, but barely audible over the clamor of more important events. As I delved deeper, I realized that these whispers told us so much about the past. This wasn't just an oversight. It was a systemic issue, deeply rooted in who got to decide what was worth preserving. For centuries, it was primarily men documenting history, focusing on politics, wars, and economics, areas where men were the main players. But what about the rest of life? The day-to-day activities, cultural practices, and intimate family dynamics were often left out. Another critical factor here is literacy. Throughout much of history, fewer women were taught to read and write compared to men. Even if they wanted to document their experiences, many simply couldn't. But here's the intriguing part. Women's histories are there, just not always in the places you'd expect. They're hidden in letters, diaries, oral traditions, and even art. It's all about knowing where to look, like being a historical detective, piecing together clues from unexpected corners. And it's exciting to see how the digital age is revolutionizing this process. With many archival institutions digitizing vast collections, these once-lost voices are becoming more accessible than ever before. Now, let's dig deeper into the cultural and social layers. In many societies, women were expected to focus on the home and family, roles considered private and therefore unhistorical. This notion always puzzled me, until I realized that these so-called private roles were crucial to the fabric of society. It's a revelation that uncovers a treasure trove of untold stories. Despite significant progress today, we still see gender disparities in leadership and certain professional fields. This modern context sheds light on historical biases that undervalue women's public contributions. And in some societies, women held significant power and influence, but their contributions weren't recognized in the same way as men's. It's a complex web of stories, requiring patience and a keen eye to unravel. Let's talk techniques for unearthing these hidden narratives. One approach I absolutely love is using interdisciplinary methods. By combining history with anthropology, sociology, and even archaeology, we can piece together more comprehensive stories. For instance, I had a client researching her family's history. She stumbled upon artifacts that told a completely different story than the one passed down through generations. It was a perfect example of how different disciplines can shine a light on hidden truths. This kind of work is increasingly vital, especially as women's history research embraces fields like memory studies and digital humanities. Another clever technique is examining court records or estate inventories. They often contain details about women's lives that weren't recorded elsewhere. It's like assembling a puzzle, and when the picture comes together, it's incredibly rewarding. Oral history projects are also a powerful tool. Institutions are actively collecting and digitizing oral histories, capturing invaluable first-person accounts that might otherwise be lost. This living, breathing method ensures that voices from the past, and indeed the present, are preserved for future generations. You might be wondering, why didn't women just tell their own stories? It's a fair question with a complex answer. In many cases, they did, but those stories were often dismissed or overshadowed. It's also crucial to recognize that many women were not silent or passive in their roles. They found ways to assert their voices, whether through poetry, patronage, or rebellion. The challenge often lies not in the absence of their narratives, but in the historical reception and preservation of them. Another common question is, how can we ensure these stories are preserved moving forward? My recommendation is to continue advocating for diverse voices in historical research and support institutions dedicated to preserving women's histories. It's a collective effort, and every little bit helps. The push for digital preservation is a critical step, though it comes with challenges like technological obsolescence and ensuring proper metadata. Ongoing vigilance and funding are crucial to prevent a digital black hole for future historians. So, where do we go from here? I'd suggest starting with your own family history. Dig into those old letters, talk to relatives, and see what stories emerge. It's a fantastic way to practice the techniques we've discussed. Consider volunteering with local historical societies or archives. Many are actively seeking volunteers to help with digitization efforts, which is a direct way to contribute to preservation. Finally, keep asking questions. Curiosity is your greatest tool in this journey. The more we uncover, the richer our understanding of history becomes. Happy exploring, and thank you for joining me today. Until next time, keep discovering and sharing these incredible stories.